again. So the topic of today, the topic of every day, really. How are you doing? What's going on? Let's get a feel of the current temperature, which is always changing. Lately, more so, I think I've been remembering the importance of channeling emotions. There will always be things in life that are outside of our control. But how do we respond? Can you ever really be prepared? Yes, through habits and routines. You can be more prepared, yes. And just finding that in the midst of so much pain, despair, discomfort, confusion, I would say chaos, but I don't think that honor is one of my favorite words, because to me there are different types of chaos. Beautiful chaos, which is one that's not maybe thought of or spoken of as much. And there is a beauty to certain chaos. And then there's the other one that we're all very familiar with. But back to the point at hand. Channeling the pain. What to do with it. How to get through it. Reflect, understand, use it, repurpose it. To myself, and I know many others, art is life. Art is air. It's everything, literally. So when you're able to express yourselves in these different forms, the things that you're creating, to myself for instance, it's a way to relieve myself of all of the energy, emotions, things that I'm currently dealing with. Funny enough, right now I've been exploring, well, I've explored my entire life, starting with the tape recorder, the creative medium of music. So just recording little snippets. Funny enough, it started from, I have a poetry book that I've been writing since maybe I was a child, but I've been meaning to publish for quite a while now. I will actually put my money where my mouth is and make sure that it's out by this weekend. But back to the point. I started to use some of the poetry and turn them into songs. And that creative experience for me was exhilarating. It was perfect. So I continued down that path. And then I veered a bit, as I am known to do. And as I veered, I just found myself recording the songs and the things that I sing out loud on a daily basis that I always have. But I don't think since probably I was a child and I had gotten my first tape recorder and was just, oh, so excited about it, with my thoughts and poems and songs and everything. I don't think I've really recorded myself since then. Big reason why is I don't find myself to be a performer. I do. Oh, I love people. I say that in such a passionate way, because I truly do. I think we are all beautiful novels still being written, the ones that are alive and the ones that have passed. The chapters are done, but what intense stories unfolds for us all. So each individual just represents a beautiful human being and a piece of humanity. And I feel like together we are all one in that respect. But the song creation, again, I jump all the time, my brain back and forth. So I find myself writing or singing out loud. I don't necessarily or honestly ever write the songs beforehand, because I wouldn't say that they come from me. They come through me. And when I'm able to express them in that way, it is a momentous experience. One that is unrivaled. Will I be sharing these things? I don't know. Probably not. Again, not a performer. But the ability to express ourselves in whatever form is a beautiful thing. I'm grateful for it. Getting back to gratitude again, waking up in the morning, writing down everything I'm grateful for, used to be one of the most important parts of my day. Over time, you just get lost in it. In the shuffle. I like to think of it, and I always envision this, I'm a visual person, since I was a child, as dominoes falling. So our lives and our choices and things of that nature are dominoes. Just imagine a series, a whole set up around a whole room. At any point, we have the ability to stop that domino from falling and make a different decision. But sometimes it's like the train's in the track and it's just kept going and you forget that you're even on the track itself. Not to say you can get off the track, but you can at least remember that you're there. Make some mindful decisions about how you want it to take place, what you want to happen. It's never too late. It's never too bad. Never too old to start from scratch once again. Of course, not my thing. Beautiful Dalai Lama. But those profound words have resonated with me indefinitely through some of the greatest tragedies I've ever experienced. And it's not to say that it washes it away. Of course not. That's not the way this works. We're human beings with, people say baggage, but I don't think these things are baggage. I think these are markings of our lives. These chapters we cannot undo, and why would you want to? Because if you take a piece away, who knows what else you would be taking? The ultimate conundrum. So guys, a few thoughts from the mind of Lise. Happy Friday. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy the now.